2. Satan has a plan for your life. God's purpose is to crush our idols. It is God Himself who takes us into His hands, God who, we think, attacks us because He wants to remove that which is dearest to us and to which we are unknowingly attached, heart and soul. The little idol which we have carried with us for years and which we adore as the true God. André Louf. Raoul's release. Raoul came with his wife to Janet and me for prayer. When we asked him what he wanted prayer for, he replied, "My pride. It has always been with me. I have always done well in school and been popular. I married the homecoming queen. I have been successful in business and pretty much whatever I attempted. I have drawn my life from my own success." Wow, I thought. He understands how the spirit of pride works. It will be a simple thing to help him repent, renounce, and be set free. "Shall we pray?" I asked. "No. I have something else." He began to weep, uncharacteristic of a proud man. Truly, he had been broken. What could it be? I thought. 5 years ago, I had an affair," Raoul told me. "I have confessed it many times. My wife has forgiven me, but I can't forgive myself. When I look at my wife and my children and feel the love and gratitude in my heart, what I did is always there. I think of how I betrayed them." He wept some more. This was a good man, committed to God and dedicated to Christian service. What did I see in Raoul? Through his success and giftedness, he had been tempted and later bound by a spirit of pride. And that pride had allowed him to hide from deeper fears and insecurities. Along with pride often come spirits such as superiority, arrogance, self-righteousness, self-justification, and self-reliance, affecting a whole pattern of thinking. A person may learn to speak very humbly, but all the while he may be manipulating the way others perceive him. This was true with Raoul, with pride leading the way and self-centeredness.